USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The school board in Uvalde, Texas voted unanimously Wednesday night to fire District Police Chief Pete Arredondo, exactly 3 months after his leadership to a mass shooting in which 19 fourth graders and two teachers were murdered in an elementary school under his jurisdiction. President Biden continues to spend large amounts of money during a recession. The president decided to forgive $10,000 of debt to borrowers of student loans and delay payments through the rest of the year. The White House has no answer on who is paying for this, when in fact, you will be on the hook to pay back someone else's student loan, like it or not.
This is something that is going to be important for middle-class Americans. When you think about 90% of the folks who are going to actually benefit from this are making $75,000 or less.
We are USA Radio News.
We are excited to introduce our newest advertiser, Manscaped, the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Their products are precision-engineered tools
for your family jewels.
Now I can already hear many of you wincing or crossing your legs, but we've all been trimming and then ouchie, wow. That's why over 6 million men worldwide already trust Manscaped. And now Manscaped's Performance Package 4.0 has arrived. First, you get the Lawnmower 4.0. This trimmer is the greatest down there trimmer ever and features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents. It's waterproof and has an LED spotlight for a more precise shave. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker nose and ear hair trimmer. Manscaped even threw in two free gifts, the Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. Get with the program and take your grooming to the next level. Get your Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 and take 20% off and get free shipping with the code USARadio at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code USARadio.
President Biden continues to bypass Congress and rule America with his fountain pen via executive order. This time, his student loan forgiveness puts another tax on every American household.
Financial relief for some. Director of the U.S. Domestic Policy Council, Susan Rice, made an appearance at Wednesday's White House press briefing to talk about the president's executive order aimed at tackling student debt. The plan targets people making less than $125,000 a year, canceling out a total of somewhere between $300 and $500 billion in debt. Rice said the administration wants to focus on the overall structure of loan repayments.
This new plan protects more low-income borrowers from making any payments and caps monthly payments for undergraduate loans at 5% of a borrower's discretionary income, meaning after essentials like rent and food.
From the Gulf Coast Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
We are USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The Clark County coroner has identified human remains discovered at Lake Mead in Nevada during the spring. Thomas Ernst of Las Vegas drowned on August 2, 2002. The identification was based on investigative information, DNA analysis, and reports from the original incident. Kayakers discovered the skeletal remains in Colville Bay, that's on the north side of the lake. Police and park officials determined the death was not suspicious. The balance of the Senate in November could very well fall onto the state of Pennsylvania. The race between Republican Mehmet Oz and Democrat John Fetterman. Dr. Oz has called for televised debates for the Commonwealth, and Mr. Fetterman has not committed to any debates. Dr. Oz on Newsmax last night.
The issue really is he's unwilling to come out and defend his far-left radical positions on almost every major issue that would pertain to voters in Pennsylvania, and he's ducking the debates. I've offered and I've accepted five debates from major news organizations, and all he's got to do is say yes to a couple of them. He's probably in previous campaigns agreed to debate, but not this time. Now, this time he's ducking, and he's not actually telling us why. If he's got a health problem, I'm a doctor, I understand. You know, I know he had a crippling stroke. If it's an issue, we'll figure out ways of allowing him to participate in the debate. But he's got to come forward. He's given a total of 15 minutes of a speech, two speeches, over the course of the entire 3.5 months of our general campaign. He's answered zero questions.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.